107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Friday, June 30th. We have David Connolly on the line with Drayton Entertainment. So you know we've got more great shows happening with Drayton Entertainment. This one for Huron Country Playhouse, it's Kinky Boots. And David is on the phone lines. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Jamie.
David, it's great to chat once again. Another stellar season with Drayton Entertainment. And we are looking forward to this show. Kinky Boots, described as an international Broadway sensation, but we'll be able to enjoy it with Huron Country Playhouse in Grand Bend. Can you describe Kinky Boots for us? Folks might be familiar with this musical or not, and I understand it's based on a true story. Is that right?
It is. So a shoe manufacturer owned by a family, generations of a family business, is going under because there's competition from international, cheaper shoes, so we can all relate to that, that there is competition, the quality isn't as good, but people are buying these not quality shoes, and so the factory is at risk of closing, which is a true story of a factory over in England, and through a couple sets of circumstances, the son of the factory owner happens upon a drag queen who admits that there is a problem with their footwear, that their footwear can't withstand the weight of a grown man, and so they see this as an opportunity to pivot, as it were, to use today's terminology, and start making boots for different kinds of footwear for different kinds of men, is how they put it in the show. So so that's the premise, and it's all wrapped up in Cyndi Lauper music. So
I love it.
It's a really good time for summer theater.
I just love the premise of it. It all gets back to shoes, ultimately, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And let's talk about the music. Now, it's Cyndi Lauper music, but this is not a jukebox musical, if you will.
No, it was her first time at bat for a Broadway show, and she won the Tony Award for Best Score, and she also won a Grammy Award for this musical. They kind of recognized her as being an extraordinary storyteller through the music that we know and love, and so they tapped her to see how she would do at writing a musical, and the results were phenomenal. As you said, it's an international hit, and we're just so lucky and excited to bring it to Grand Bend.
Okay, let's do a shout out for any of the featured actors in this show.
Sure. So we have our Lola, who is the kind of lead, is named Joss Banks. He has played this role all over the world. And again, we were super lucky that this timing fit. And so he's brought his years of expertise in playing a very difficult, nuanced role to us. And so we've got Joss, and we've got A.J. Bridell, who was just in Toronto in Rock of Ages, just nominated for a Dora Award for that, but Drayton audiences will know her from many other roles that she's played for us. Blythe Wilson is with us. She was just the lead in Mamma Mia, if anyone saw that. And so, yeah, it's a wonderful cast. We've got 22 in the cast, and so it's a big, big, bright, glittery, feel-good musical.
It sounds like it. It is not to be missed. Kinky Boots, it is happening at the Huron Country Playhouse, and it opens July 12th, is that right?
It does.
And runs through till July 29th, so again, a limited run. And David Connolly, of course, sir, you are the director and choreographer with this show, and a shout-out for the musical director for this show.
Yeah, our musical director's name is Darren D'Souza. Wonderful guy. You know, we do this in a very short amount of time, and so it's all hands on deck, and this is a big show.
Yeah.
That was actually shut down in 2020. It was the show that was on its way to opening night in 2020 when the world shut down, and so we made it to our third preview, and the night before opening, Alex Moustakas, our artistic director, had to let us know that we were going to take what we thought was a very small pause.
Yeah.
We all thought it was going to be a couple of weeks. So, we're just thrilled to be back and be able to do this again. And the energy behind this show is really, really high and very, very hopeful.
So it is your chance to experience and see Kinky Boots with a Huron Country Playhouse. Again, DraytonEntertainment.com is the website with all the details. And David, before we let you go, you've had a stellar season already with Drayton Entertainment when we're just getting into July. As we wrap up Pride Month, you've been especially been talking about how it's been such a varied season, and especially for you, certainly the shows that you have been involved with, shall we say.
Well, it's called Drayton Entertainment, Alex will often say. It's not Drayton Art, do you know? And so he really wants to make sure that there is something for everyone. And so right now in Cambridge, which is our kind of home base, there are four shows all in rehearsal. One is A Few Good Men on stage, so there's soldiers screaming at the top of their lungs. Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat is down the hall, so there's 40 kids running around in that show. Fiddler on the Loose is across the hall, and we're a bunch of drag queens in our rehearsal studio. So it is truly something for everyone, and he just wants to make sure that everyone feels welcome. And I, yes, have been lucky enough to be a part of some shows that we hope are making a difference. You know, that's why we're here, is to be a reflection of what people are going through and kind of try to help them figure that out and laugh along the way.
DraytonEntertainment.com is the website. Get your tickets for Kinky Boots. David Connolly with Drayton Entertainment. David, thanks so much, and have an absolutely great run with this show.
Thank you so much, Jamie.